Old Testament book of Jeremiah. Chapter 33. We'll look at very briefly this morning. There are Bibles available in the back. If you need a Bible, you could just raise up your hand and one of the ushers will bring you a Bible. Jeremiah chapter 33. Let's pray. Lord, give us the right perspective that we need as we go into this new year. Lord, I pray that we would become better people in this next year. I pray, Lord, that we would grow in our relationship with you this year. I ask, Lord, that you would increase our faith this year. That you would make us more selfless this year. That we would grow in character this year. That your Holy Spirit would work on us this year to make us more like Jesus. That we would be effective witnesses this year. We'd simply get to know you better this year. Speak, Lord, through your word this morning directly to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. New Year's Day is a great day for me. It has a cleansing effect on my life. Closing one chapter, beginning a new chapter. The books on 2005 are closed. The books on 06 are opened, and I like that fresh start. Perhaps some of you had a very challenging year in some respect last year in 05. And you just sort of want it to wash away, and you want to start over with a brand new year. You've got it. You've got a new start today. Or perhaps 2005 was a great year for some of you, but you still want to go out into 06, launching out with the right perspective. Well, let us consider a few principles this morning as we go into this new year in 06. And I've taken you to Jeremiah chapter 33, poor Jeremiah. Jeremiah had a rough year. In fact, Jeremiah had several rough years. Jeremiah was not a bullfrog, as the song goes. Jeremiah was a prophet who spoke the word of the Lord to the nation of Israel. And he told the nation of Israel for many, many years, you need to repent from doing evil and you need to return to the Lord. And if you don't do that, then you're going to be judged. The Babylonians are going to come in and they're going to wipe you out. The leaders of Israel refused to listen to Jeremiah, though he was speaking the truth. There were other prophets around, false prophets, who were telling the people what they wanted to hear. So they ignored Jeremiah. Well, in chapter 33, the Babylonians have besieged the city of Jerusalem. There are Jews within the city that are starving to death. There are Jews within the city that are dying of the plague. It's just a matter of time before the Babylonians break through those walls, slaughter many of the Jews, and take the rest of them captive to Babylon. And poor Jeremiah, they've got him locked up in a prison in Jerusalem, in a pit. He's hungry, he's frustrated. Poor Jeremiah, it's been a tough year. He needs some hope. He needs some words of comfort. Well, look what he gets in verse 1 of 33. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, 'Thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.'" I love that. It says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. He heard from heaven. He heard from the Lord while he was in that pit in that prison. And oh, how thankful he must have been. And what a marvelous blessing it is to hear the word of the Lord. What a marvelous blessing it is to hear from God. When you get a word from the Lord, you get direction for your life. You get hope. You get comfort. You get guidance. When you get a word from the Lord, sometimes you get a rebuke. But that's okay, because it's getting you back on track. Hearing from the Lord. And that would be my first challenge to you this morning. In 2006, let's hear from heaven. Amen? Let's hear the word of the Lord. Let's hear from God. As a fellowship, I pray that we hear fresh words from the Lord. My prayer for you in 06 is that the word of the Lord would come to your family. My prayer is that the word of the Lord would come to you. Hear from Him. And of course, that means we need to be reading our Bibles in 06. We need to spend time in the Word, the written Word, to hear from the Lord. Spend time in His Word and hear from heaven. Somebody figured out that it takes 70 hours and 40 minutes to read the Bible at pulpit rate. 52 hours and 20 minutes to read the Old Testament, 18 hours and 20 minutes to read the New Testament. About 70 hours, 71 hours it would take to read the Bible. Now in 2006, you've got 8,760 hours available to you. Minus what? 9? 10? That we've already used. Can you find a place to carve out 70 hours in your year to hear from the Lord? Get information from heaven in 06. Get comfort from God. Get hope. Get direction. Hear from the Lord. May the word of the Lord come to you. And by the way, look for the word of the Lord to come to you in all your life, in all your circumstances. Jeremiah was in a prison, in a dark pit, and the word of the Lord came to him. The word of the Lord is loose, isn't it? It's living and it can reach us at any moment. And I found that many times when you're in a prison or in a tight spot or in a dark spot in your life, it's right then that God wants to give His word to you. Look to hear from Him in 06. In verse 3, God says to Jeremiah, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Jeremiah, you're perplexed. You have lots of questions. You're in prison. You don't know what's going on. It's tough. You're frustrated. God says to Jeremiah, "Call to me and I'll answer you. I'll show you things which you do not know. Great and mighty things. Things that are inaccessible to many. Information that's locked. I'll unlock to you. But all you have to do is call to me." And that would be my second challenge to us in 06. Let's call upon the Lord in 06. Amen? Let's seek His face. Let's seek His direction. Let's get guidance from Him. Let's pray a lot in 06. I think the best way to spend 06 would be to spend every day getting up in the morning and calling upon the name of the Lord, asking Him our questions, seeking His advice, seeking His counsel, and then opening His word and say, "May Your word come to me and show me great and mighty things." And then spend the rest of your day calling upon the Lord in constant communication with Him. Oh, you want an exciting year? Do that. The Lord will speak to you and do mighty things. He says, "Call upon me, I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things." But we've got to call upon Him. Well, let's see what God says to Jeremiah as we continue in verse 4. He says, "For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down to fortify against the siege mounds and the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with the dead bodies of men, whom I slay in my anger and my fury, all for whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. God says, Jeremiah, it is bleak. You are going through a tough time, and it's going to get bleaker. What I said was going to happen will happen. The Babylonians will come in. They will take the city. There will be bloodshed. You are going to experience tough times, Jeremiah. Your nation will experience tough times. But sit tight, trust in me, because there's some great things coming. In verse 6, God says, behold, I will bring it, the city, health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return and will rebuild those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, of praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it. Jeremiah, there's going to be tough times. There's going to be dark times that you're going to experience and your nation is going to experience. But you sit tight because I've got some great things in store for you. There's some great events that I'm going to work in your life. Yes, the nation is going to be taken captive. Yes, the city is going to be destroyed. But there's coming a day when I'll heal it, where there will be restoration, where all those that were taken captive will come back to the city. The buildings will be rebuilt. The temple will be rebuilt. And I will forgive their sins and their iniquities. And I will make the nation of Israel a nation of honor among all the other nations. So there are these great things coming, though it looks tough now. And I want to challenge you in 2006 with this thought. Expect God to do great things in your life in 2006. Amen? Expect Him to do wonderful, mighty things in your life. Healing and health. Some of you are experiencing all kinds of physical problems. My prayer for you is that you would find healing in 06. That God would touch you. That He would do great things in your life as you cooperate with Him. For some of you, in order to get healthy, you might need to go on a diet. Or get in the gym. Or take care of yourself better in 06. Don't just say, Lord, heal me, and keep eating Krispy Kreme donuts all day. Do some work. Do be responsible. Cooperate with the Lord. But may the Lord bring healing to your life. For some of you, your marriages need to be healed in 06. May 06 be the best year ever for your marriage. There needs to be restoration in some of our lives. With friends, family members. For some of you, you need a business to be rebuilt. It's broken down. You got to get your feet back on the ground financially. Don't you think God cares about things like that? And may He do great things in your life. In 06, may the Lord take care of those besetting sins that you have allowed in your life that drag you through the mud. May He take those iniquities and may He blot them out. And may He give you victory over those things in your life that keep you from serving God wholeheartedly. Expect Him to do great things. Amen? And cooperate with Him. Look as he goes on in verse 10. Thus says the Lord, again there shall be heard in this place of which you say it is desolate, without man and without beast. In the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, The voice of those who will say, "Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever." And of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, "For I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first," says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "In this place which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all its cities there shall again be a dwelling place of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flocks shall again pass under the hands of him who counts them," says the Lord. There will be a great change coming. Right now, Jeremiah, things are going to be tough, and Jerusalem's going to become a ghost town. Desolate. You'll hear no voices within the streets of Jerusalem. No animals, no people talking. The only sounds you might hear will be those of wailing and mourning. But there is coming a time, Jeremiah, where all those streets are going to be filled again with people, and the surrounding regions will be teeming with life once again, and you'll hear happy sounds within the city of Jerusalem. You'll hear laughter, the sounds of joy, the sounds of gladness. Weddings will again take place. There'll be the joy of brides, the bride and the bridegroom. The priests will be back. There will be praises. This will take place. There will be happy sounds once again. Where it once was a ghost town, there will be a community. The shepherds will be back. The people will be back. The community will sprout out once again. Hold tight, Jeremiah, that's coming. Another challenge for you this morning as you go into 06. May 2006 be a year of happy sounds to you. Happy sounds. Have it in your mind to make your home a wonderful home in 06 where there's happy sounds. Your environment. For many homes, I believe there's too many bad sounds. Complaining. Murmuring. Fighting. Bitterness. All those kinds of bad, bad sounds. Let me invite you in 06, you and your family go out and determine that there's going to be more joy in your house. There's going to be more gladness in your house. There's going to be more contentment in your house. There's going to be the sound of praise in your house. In your life. No matter what happens, because the Bible says we can always rejoice. We have Jesus Christ in our lives. And He brings joy to our lives. That's completely independent of circumstances. But it's a choice. You will go into 2006 choosing to be joyful. Choosing to find your contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would also pray that you make an effort in 06 to bring community to your life. Don't let your life be a ghost town where you're the only wandering person around. And you keep to yourself and you have no relationships with anyone else. In 06, get involved in the community of believers. Get involved in the local church. Get involved with other people. Those are happy times. Those are good times. Hear from the Lord in 06. Call upon Him in 06. Expect Him to do great things in your life. Aim for happy sounds. Do all that in 06, following the Lord, and get involved in the community. One last thought. Verse 14, such an important passage. God says to Jeremiah, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called: the Lord our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, to kindle grain offerings, and to sacrifice continually. God basically says to Jeremiah, there is an amazing leader coming to the nation of Israel in the future. There is a wonderful leader that's coming. He'll be of the lineage of David. He will execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. And when that leader comes to the nation of Israel, all Jerusalem will be saved. And of course, we know that this passage is speaking about the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus would be that great leader that would come to the nation of Israel. And of course, on that first coming, they rejected their Messiah. But Jesus is coming again the second time, and at that point, Israel will respond. But the message of hope was this: hang tight, there's a leader coming, there's a new manager coming. My final challenge to you in 06, make sure that Jesus is the leader of your life in 06. Amen? Make sure that your life is under proper management. In 06, let's be completely and totally surrendered to Jesus Christ. Let's let Him call all the shots. Let's let Him be in control. Let's go to Him for everything. In New York City, in the entrance of the RCA building on Fifth Avenue, there's a gigantic statue of Atlas. Have you ever seen that statue? A beautifully proportioned man who, with all his muscles straining, is holding the world upon his shoulders. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen that? There he is, the most powerfully built man in the world. And he can barely stand up under the burden. That's one way you could live your life, holding the world upon your own shoulders. On the other side of Fifth Avenue is St. Patrick's Cathedral. And if you go into that church, behind the high altar, there's a little shrine of the boy Jesus, perhaps 8 or 9 years old. And with no effort, he's holding the world in one hand. I want Jesus in charge, don't you? I want to surrender to Him. And if you allow Him to be the Lord of your life in 06, His word will come to you. He'll show you great and mighty things. He'll fill your life with good sounds like joy, gladness, laughter. He'll do great events in your life. He'll make you an important part of the community of God. Let Him be your Lord. Let Him be your Savior. We have a great God, as we sing. And we have a great Savior. See, you're safe if you surrender your life to the Lord, because He's good. And He loves you. And He'll do the best thing for you. And we know He loves you, because He paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could belong to His family. His sin, our sin, was put upon His back. And He allowed that to be so. Our sin separated us from Him. And in His great love and grace, He came and died on the cross for our sins. His body was broken. His blood was shed. He showed us His love. You can count on Him. He demonstrated His love for us. Jesus told us to regularly remember His death on the cross for our sins by partaking of the communion elements. The wafers, the bread, symbolizes His broken body for us. The grape juice symbolizes the blood that was shed for us. And as we partake of that together as a family, we're to remember what He did for us. And as we do that this morning, my brother and sister in Christ, would you also consider that a new commitment, a fresh commitment to the Lord in 06? Where you're going to surrender your life totally to Him. Not only did Jesus give us the hope of a new year, He gave us a new life. Amen? And He made us all together new by putting our faith in Him. So surrender afresh to Him. As you handle these elements, consider all that He did for you. Now say to Him, this is what I want to do for you this year. I want to sacrifice my life. Surrender my life. Take my world. Rest it upon your shoulders. If you're here this morning and you've never had your sins forgiven, you've never invited Christ to come into your life, you never understood what these elements represent, listen. The Bible says, in order to partake of the elements, you need to know what you're doing. So the communion service is only for those who have put their faith in Christ Jesus and trusted in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins and for their salvation. And if you've never done that, I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite Christ to be your Savior, to admit to Him that you need Him. Would you bow your head and would you close your eyes? Let's spend some quiet time before the Lord. Father, we thank You once again for Your Word. Lord, we're grateful this morning for how full of hope it is. Lord, I am confident that You want Your Word to come to each one of us this year. I am confident, Lord, that if we commit to call upon You this year, You'll show us great and mighty things. Lord, I know You want to do great things in our life. I know You want to fill our lives with joy and gladness. And Lord, we want that, so we want to just simply surrender our lives to You afresh, right here as we launch out into this year. Take our lives. We willingly, voluntarily give You our lives. We thank You, Lord, for giving Your life for us. So we surrender afresh to You. If you're here this morning with every head bowed, eyes closed, and you've never become a born-again Christian, you're not sure what that is. A born-again Christian is someone who has simply said, Jesus, be my Savior. Come into my heart. It's one who recognizes that they are a sinner, that their life is filled with sin, and that their sins need to be forgiven. And it's one who understands that the death of Jesus Christ on the cross paid for the sins of the world. And Jesus rose again that third day, and He's alive. The Bible says if you will ask Him to be your Savior, to come into your heart, He will forgive you of all your sins. All the iniquities will be pardoned. You will become born again, and you will, boy, talk about having a new year. Your whole life starts right then. If you've never done that, I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now. Just simply say, Jesus, be my Savior. Come into my heart and forgive me of all my sins. Thank You for dying on the cross for me. Cleanse me, pardon me,
Be my Lord, I surrender my life to you. Do great things, Lord, in my life this year as I surrender to you. Let's maintain a time of reverence and holiness and worship as we distribute the elements. I would ask that you would hold the elements and we'll take them together as a body.